You may have heard that there's a movement afoot to get yoga into the Olympics. Yep, competitive yoga. The International Yoga Federation contacted the Olympic Committee. The federation plans to petition for yoga to become an official Olympic sport. The earliest that could happen, though, would be 2020. It's a long way off, but just the idea of yoga as a competitive sport is stressing out the yoga world. The World's Christine Allington has our story.
Few people in this country think of yoga as a sport, let alone an Olympic sport. But in India, the birthplace of yoga, it's a little different. India actually has a history of yoga competition.
This has been a traditional sport in India since more than 1,200 years.
That's Gopal G., executive director of the World Yoga Council.
These saints and yogis, they used to come and they used to participate in different traditional sports, including the yoga sports.
Gopal G. is spearheading the movement to get yoga into the Olympics. He's also the former president of the International Yoga Federation. It sponsors a World Yoga Championship. Competitors are judged based on balance, strength, poise, flexibility, and grace. Gopal G. says yoga is part of everyday life in India, and yoga as sport is popular in high schools and colleges. He says Americans have a different view of yoga, mostly as a therapeutic way to relieve stress.
Inhale.
But not all yoga practitioners here see it that way.
Exhale.
Students in a yoga studio in Cambridge, Massachusetts, are performing a breathing exercise. The room is heated to 105 degrees, and sweat drips off their bodies. They're practicing a strenuous form of hatha yoga called Bikram yoga. Its founder, Bikram Chowdhury, was a three-time yoga champion in India. Chowdhury's now based in Los Angeles, and he's part of the movement to get yoga into the Olympics. He runs his own international yoga competition. Isak Garcia won the championship in 2005, representing the United States. Not surprisingly, he's eager to see yoga become an Olympic sport.
Once yoga's in the Olympics, it will legitimize yoga for many young people all over the planet. They look at professional athletes and they admire them, and it inspires young people to, you know, to live healthy lifestyles and to explore, you know, their own potential.
I kind of don't get it, I have to admit.
Cindy Lee has taught hatha yoga in New York City for about 20 years. She has trouble with the idea of competitive yoga.
There's something that seems a little bit contradictory about that idea because, of course, it's a competition and there's judging involved, and yoga is really a non-competitive activity.
Others have stronger objections, like Joan White. She's been teaching Iyengar yoga in Philadelphia since 1971.
I think, frankly, it's absurd. Yoga is about mental transformation. The postures that people do is one of eight limbs of a philosophy. And, I mean, are we going to put meditation into the Olympics?
While the debate continues in the yoga community, it's far from certain the Olympic Committee would even recognize yoga as a sport. David Walachinsky is an Olympics expert. He says the Games don't need another subjective competition.
At this point, the Olympics is looking more for the sort of sport where, you know, first across the finish line wins. And also, they're going more and more for events that play well on television, that are very action-oriented. If you had, like, combat yoga, maybe they could figure out a way to do that. That would have a much better chance of making it into the Olympics.
Well, we'll see how that goes over. For The World, I'm Christine Allington.